Tammy Blackwell, you came down here to talk about the Cardinals today, didn't you?
I know so much about sports, Chris, you would not believe.
Well, we'll talk about the library. How's that?
Oh, good.
that's Tammy's specialty, and the Marshall County Public Library System, one we're all very proud of here in the county, and one that's probably one of the best. Of course, you would, it's probably not a fair question, but it is one of the best library systems in the state.
I mean, I absolutely believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that we have the best staff of any library, at least in the state, and possibly even the nation. We have such a great staff. They are always so friendly to people as they come in, so helpful, and they have so many amazing ideas for programs and different services, and we're always coming up with something new. So, you know, if you haven't visited the library lately, I highly recommend stepping in. You may be really surprised at what we have going on.
That's right, especially during the summer kids programs, because kids aren't in school, but you keep them busy.
We can keep your kids busy all summer. We have so much stuff planned that I cannot even begin to really tell you everything. Today, we had the kickoff event Saturday before last. A little over 200 people, I think, showed up for that. So we start the regular weekly programs today at our Calvert City branch. The Laugh Factory is going to be there. It's a comedy slash magic show. Kids will love it. We have Barnyard Buddies, I believe, somewhere this week. We have some science stuff going on. I mean, it is all summer long. And in addition to, you know, the regular summer reading events and the story hour events, we have things like on Fridays, I'm going to be doing writing workshops for kids. So at 11 o'clock on Fridays this month, I'm going to be with kids grades 4 through 7, and then at 1 o'clock grades 8 through 12. And these are just like creative writing exercises. We're not going to talk about grammar. We're not going to care about misspellings or anything like that. It's all about creativity. We have teen yoga going on Monday nights. We have lots of yoga programs going on. We have some yoga programs on Friday where the parent can come in and do yoga and the child go in and do some activities with Miss Sarah. We have free play for toddlers and preschoolers on Fridays. I mean, just, it's an overwhelming almost when you look at the calendar amount of stuff. But if you have a free day and you're looking around, you're like, what am I going to do with these kids today? How am I going to keep them out of this heat? The library, our air conditions all work. And
that's good.
Come on in, and we've got something going on. And even if there's not a program going on, there is so much that kids can do at the library. We have computers that are specially filled with educational programs for kids, and you can't get out of that. So it's not like they can accidentally get on the internet and see something they don't need to.
That's good.
Those children's computers only do that. And so you can put them there, let them have their fun time, and you sit and have, you know, a moment to yourself. You know, of course, we have books. We have usually some like coloring sheets and stuff set out at Benton. I mean, there is always something that a kid can be doing at the library.
And there's so many books now for kids of all ages. I mean, you've got teen books. I mean, a lot of adults like those, but you've got kids books, and you've got them all.
We have them all, and we really do try to have something for every taste, every, you know, interest. You know, kids have a lot of interest. We have a very robust animal section in our nonfiction and a very robust dinosaur section in our nonfiction. Those things that kids really get fascinated with and want to just absorb all that information, we make sure we have enough books on that for them so that, you know, they can just explore and learn their hearts out. And one of the cool things about the Marshall County Public Library System is we have the three branches and the bookmobile. And at each branch, the branch manager is responsible for that collection development. They purchase those books and such for that. So we have three different people with three different, you know, ways of looking at things and interest and stuff. So we have a really wide collection. And then if you live in Hardin, let's say, and there's some books at Calvert City you want, you do not have to drive to Calvert City. You just let us know. And usually within a day, maybe within two, you will have those books there at Hardin to check out. You check them out from there. You can return them to there. You have access to the entire county collection from whichever branch you are.
Wow, that's good to know. And you mentioned books like on dinosaurs. And, you know, it's funny, Greg and I, when we were kids 30, 40 years ago, probably the same books, same pictures that kids would love today. It's funny how as much that does change, the things that don't change.
Yes, yes. You know, kids are always going to be interested in dinosaurs. They're always going to be interested in animals.
Yeah.
They're always going to be interested in gross stuff. And we have books like that that are literally just about gross stuff that kids like.
Do you remember the book, Greg? Did you have that in school where the kid had to eat worms? I can't remember the story. He had to eat it different. He had all the different ways they prepared it for him.
Yep.
He prepared it.
Yep.
But yeah,
eating worms.
That was a gross book. But
I remember a couple of years ago, there was a very popular kids' book series, Walter the Farting Dog. you know, kids just, they think those things are funny.
Sure.
And so we have something for every taste.
And again, the Marshall County Library, three branches. And just because the Benton Library may have a program and you live in Hardin doesn't mean you can't come. And
oh,
vice
absolutely
versa.
Not. We don't check library cards or anything. So if you're listening today and you're at the lake in a camper and you're not even from Marshall County, but you think one of our programs sounds cool, show up. You know, we are very open to anybody showing up to any program.
And you keep all this online, I know, and Facebook,
yes.
You're very active.
Our Facebook is super active, and that is a great way to stay up to date on what we have going on. We have those, we will tell you, hey, this is today. Hey, these things are coming up next week. We also have a calendar, an events calendar on our website, marshallcolibrary.org. And I am very excited that hopefully by the end of the summer, early fall at the latest, we will have an improved online calendar that will be much easier to read and to use, and you'll be able to filter it out to the kinds of programs you want and even print it off if you need to. There's several of us working with a company right now to get that going, and I'm really excited that we're going to have a really great tool for people. But we do have stuff on there right now. It just maybe takes a few more clicks. But it's marshallcolibrary.org, and just click on that events tab, and there is our calendar.
All right. Well, let's get to a quick break, and we'll come back and visit some more with Tammy Blackwell from the Marshall County Library right after this break.